Thank you, Tara. Hey, Owen, this is Gail. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. So it sounds like you and Tara were talking about the first page listing that we're filling today on Google. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you. And then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll move forward and get you set up on that listing today. Fair enough, Owen?
Yep, perfect.
Okay, awesome. So Tara made a couple of notes for me. So it sounds like you just started out within the last couple of months.
Right.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You bet. That's got to be exciting, going out on your own, starting your own business.
Oh, yeah. That was great. A lot of fun. It was fun getting your first job, you know, fun little stepping stones.
Oh, I bet. I bet. Absolutely. Now, were you doing welding and fabrication for somebody else before you started your own? Or?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, wow.
I've been a welder for about probably 6 to 7, maybe more months. But now I've just decided I don't really like working for other people, so I'm deciding that, see if I can do it for myself.
Kind of like to set your own rules and your own prices, I bet.
Right, yeah. I don't like making my hourly when I know how much it gets sold for.
Oh, I can imagine. There's got to be a big difference there. There's got to be big, big difference. Well, awesome. That's amazing. I'm happy for you. That it's not every day I get to talk to somebody who's new in business and you still got that new feel, and that's amazing. So, Owen, absolutely. So one of the first things that we'll do actually is we'll close off the grant area, and we close that for a 50-mile radius around your home base, and that's going to be for the category of welding and fab. So what that means for you is in that 50-mile radius, we'll never be working with or promoting any of your competitors for the first page. So First Class Fabrication is the only company that we'll be working with. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay, super. And then, of course, we do all of the programming and linking that's necessary so that anytime someone is searching for the services that you offer, you're found right there on the first page in the map section for those services. And then they just click and call you directly. So we don't filter or screen those calls at all. We don't charge for them. In fact, the clicks, leads, calls are unlimited. So if you do get the, you know, one here or there that's out of your area, or if it's too small for you to bother with, that's entirely up to you. You can, you know, you turn down the jobs that you'd normally turn down, bid them how you want, quote them how you want. So that part, the running of your business and what you take is entirely up to you. We have absolutely no say in that. And then, now, Tara noted you didn't have a website set up just yet, so I've actually got a message into one of my techs to see if that's something that we could help you with. We don't build websites for the general public, but we quite often are able to for our preferred partners. And given that you've got no negative notations online, no notations at all is better than having negative notations. So you're in a good spot, which would make you preferred. So I'm checking on that just to make sure we've got tech openings over there. And then have you sent in for your Google Business profile yet, Owen?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, no problem. So we'll go ahead and get that going for you too. You're probably familiar with the Google Business profile. If you typed in something super easy like Ace Hardware. Everybody's got an Ace Hardware store, I think. A box would come up, and it would show the logo, the hours, click to call, click for the website. You've seen those when you search, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. So that's the Google Business profile, and it's actually one of the first things that your next clients will see when they're searching. So we want them to see that Google Business profile for you. And then, of course, what's that?
Before anything, before all the websites and stuff, you want that to be on
there. Yep, exactly, exactly. And then we'll actually program that Google Business Profile as well as your website, so they'll all be tied in together, first of all, which helps your visibility, helps you get seen, and then everything points to you instead of off in the never never land, so that it's all tied together and pointing back to you. Now tell me a little bit about what all types of things that you work on. And the reason I ask is any of the services or things that you work on, we can use as keywords to get you found in that map. So for example, if you do wrought iron fence, it's just the first thing that pops to mind when I think welding and fab. If that's something that you do work on, we can use that as a keyword so that when someone is searching for a new wrought iron rail for their stairs, they find you. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Well, a good thing to put on there would be that I can do TIG and MIG, because TIG is more of the, like, finesse stuff if you want it to look good.
Okay, then, awesome.
And then I've made charcoal grills, like small little, it was probably 3 foot by 5 foot maybe.
Cool.
3 foot. And just kind of smaller things like that. Anywhere from, I don't know, I could make something probably 5 foot big in the shop right now. But I'm looking to get bigger tables so I can make bigger stuff. But.
Gotcha. Okay. Awesome. And then I'm going to put in here, so I'm going to do outdoor fire pits, because that is, it seems like that's a big thing these days. Is it?
Yeah. No,
kind of. Awesome. Okay. And then MIG is MIG, right?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. All right. I'm caught up. Now would you do gates or fencing, things like that?
Anything but chain link fence. That was Angie Lee's thing. Big thing was like trying to give me chain link fences, but I don't do that. Like iron fence or a real metal fence that like broke off or something.
Yeah, I guess I can't see where chain link fences would be in your realm.
I made my profile for welding and fabrication, and they kept sending me those, and I was like, I don't need that.
I don't know if I've ever seen a chain link fence that even had any welding. I mean,
that's what I said. I was like, I'm not sure these calls if they're all.
I don't blame you. Not something that you usually see welding done on. Okay. Awesome. And then now, so you would work on wrought iron then too, right?
I didn't at the shop I worked at, but I would be able to know how, yeah.
Okay, awesome. Anything else you can think of? Any other, like, items that you work on that we could list?
Right now I can't think of any on the top of my head. I've worked on, this wouldn't really help my site much, but the place I worked on stuff was, they made, like, stackers and conveyors that were for automation and...
Gotcha. Okay.
I guess, yeah, that's most of the stuff I've really welded. Since I've been out of that shop, I've only really welded charcoal grills and stuff like that.
Gotcha, okay. Oh, I'm going to add charcoal grill, too. I did outdoor fire pits, but I didn't do charcoal grills. Okay. Nice. Okay, awesome. And let me know as we chat if you think of any others, because I can add them into your profile too. And as you add services or items that you work on, definitely let us know, because we can get that added into your programming. That way, when you add on a new service, like you mentioned, getting a new table so that you can do bigger items, we don't want you to miss out on that work that's, of course, going to help you pay for the table. So... yep, we want to get those in there too.
And then
super.
Somewhere in that, those categories, can you just put that I'm open to other thing, because I can really build almost anything, but I just would have to have the right time frame, obviously. But I'm not against building anything, as long as it's in the size, like, frame, you know. Hello? Hello? Hello?
You have been kicked from this conference.